The Banco de España analyzes the vulnerabilities and risks that could affect the Spanish financial system. The financial system may be affected by various risks, that is, adverse changes, with an uncertain probability of occurrence in economic and financial conditions or in the geopolitical or physical environment, for instance, climate change or pandemics. Should these risks materialize, they would hamper the system's ability to fulfill its crucial financial intermediation role in the economy, with negative consequences for economic growth and employment. A stable financial system can withstand such risks and is essential for the economy to run properly. For this reason, the Banco de España is tasked, among other things, with ensuring financial stability, and it publishes a report twice a year monitoring developments in this area. So, what does the latest financial stability report say about the Spanish financial system? This report analyzes the financial position of general government, households, and non-financial corporations, banks, and other financial institutions, with the primary aim of detecting vulnerabilities in the system. These vulnerabilities could heighten the impact of risks to financial stability or the likelihood of such risks materializing. Since the last financial stability report was published in October 2024, the financial position of Spanish households and firms has improved and their debt-to-income ratios have remained at historically low levels. Although the debt burden, that is what they pay for their debt relative to their income, is close to its highest levels of the last decade, it is starting to decline, aided by falling interest rates. By contrast, general government is in a more vulnerable financial position. The government debt-to-GDP ratio remains high and, according to the Banco de España's projections, the debt ratio and budget deficit will only decline moderately over the coming years. Moreover, there is a risk that spending, on defense, for example, given the new demands of the changing geopolitical situation, will increase and deviate from the projections. A greater level of detail in the Spanish government's medium-term fiscal structural plans would help to contain these vulnerabilities. In the Spanish banking sector, profitability grew again in 2024 and bank solvency strengthened somewhat. Spanish banks are well above the regulatory minimum in terms of solvency and the liquidity coverage ratio.
DED, you know? Solvency and liquidity are crucial for assessing a bank's financial stability. Solvency is a key factor in determining a bank's strength, as it gives an indication of the bank's ability to absorb losses without compromising its intermediation role and its capacity to meet its financial obligations. How is it measured? By considering the bank's available capital relative to the risk it assumes, measured by the volume of assets, usually weighted by their risk level. Liquidity is a bank's available assets that can readily be converted into cash so that it can meet its short-term financial obligations, debt maturities, regulatory requirements, or investment needs. What is the key indicator? The liquidity coverage ratio, which measures a bank's ability to handle a sudden outflow of funds. It assesses whether the bank has enough high-quality liquid assets, that is, assets that can be quickly converted into cash with no loss of value, to cope with a 30-day stressed period.
Bank's sound profitability at the moment should make it easier for them to build up financial buffers for potential risk scenarios. Moreover, their lending to households and businesses increased in 2024, after contracting in 2023, and the quality of their loans also improved, pushing down the non-performing loan ratio. In sum, Spanish banks' ability to deal with risks remained unchanged in 2024, and they continued to perform well in the first quarter in 2025. In addition to banks, other entities, such as investment funds and insurance companies, also operate in the financial system and account for a growing share of business both in Spain and in other economies. Some of these financial agents are highly leveraged and have tight liquidity positions, which has caused some concern internationally. Turning to the Spanish housing market, 2024 saw strong increases in sales, new loans, and prices. This house price growth, which far outpaced the consumer price index, was consistent with the favorable developments in household income and the interest rate cuts. Moreover, there has been no easing of lending standards. To round out our vulnerability analysis, we also look at the tariff hikes announced on 2 April, which unleashed turmoil on the financial markets around the world, prompting frictions in the US government bond market, a fall in stock market prices, and a depreciation of the dollar. Recent weeks have seen a softening of trade tensions, which has led to a reversal of the stock market losses, and financial asset prices once again reflect an optimistic economic outlook. Given this situation, the main risk to financial stability continues to be geopolitical tensions, particularly those associated with the uncertainty surrounding US policies and the possible escalation of military conflicts. If these tensions were to deteriorate, they could seriously undermine world GDP growth and erode global financial conditions. There is also a possibility of fresh sharp corrections on the financial markets. Despite the recent volatility, risk-bearing asset prices are still high and investors' aversion to risk is very low, which could open the door to such sudden corrections. The report also analyzes other macroeconomic risks, including the possible divergence in monetary policy between the United States and Europe and the growing threat that cyber risks pose to banks. The Banco de España's macroprudential policy is geared towards preserving and bolstering the Spanish banking sector's resilience to the risks and vulnerabilities identified. If the cyclical risks to Spain's financial system remain at their present level, the countercyclical capital buffer required of banks will likely be raised from the current rate of 0.5% to 1% in 2025 quarter four. The announced plans for strengthening this capital requirement therefore still stand. Risks in the geopolitical arena and on the financial markets can evolve quickly, and their current prominence sets the stage for an environment of volatility. The Banco de España will continue to keep a close watch on the risks to financial stability in Spain and stands ready to adapt its macroprudential policy if needed.